Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back, you guys, gals.
Nope.
Don't them, be presumptuous.
They.
Yeah, just, whoever.
All of you.
The X.
We're
right?
Inclusive here.
Yeah, everyone can listen. I mean, it's free. Literally, anyone can listen.
That's right.
I don't pay anything for
it. Your dog may even be listening.
It's possible. Do you think somewhere like my dog's there's a radio on and my dog's hearing it and it's like, what the hell?
I've always wanted to try that. I don't have any dogs anymore, but
yeah.
I've always wanted to try that with past dogs, but
he's
I never did.
He's a good boy. He's a good girl.
You know, just like play my voice on the radio.
Well, I think
to them.
Yeah, there's this new, I don't know what it is, but it's like a little, it's like a little box and there's dog treats in it. And then it's like a Ring doorbell thing. You can stream yourself like on like Facebook and you can talk to your dog and then you control the treats. So I don't know if the dog's like, why is my owner in a tiny little box, but he's giving me treats. I don't know if that freaks the dog out or not.
Is it supposed to be like you get them to follow a command and then the treat comes out of the machine or something like you say just, sit and then they sit and then you press the button and the treat comes out?
Sure. And you can keep an eye on it and they think
that's
you're
genius.
Like you're home when you're gone. And
they're not that stupid, though, are they?
It's genius or evil.
It's possible. Yeah, again,
The dog's like, Dad's home, but he's not. I'm very sad.
I don't want to freak the dog out. What if I didn't? He just started boner spinning again, and then I'm like, I don't know what's happening here. I figure when I'm gone, the bulldogs have the run of the place. They get to go nuts.
That can't hurt, can it?
I'm sure it can.
If the dog thinks you're actually there, that's a good thing.
Yeah, but at the same time, I feel like we spend a lot of money to make dogs unnecessarily comfortable, and I think that they don't care.
Now that I cannot argue with.
You know, like my family is very much like this. Like if I'm going for the day and it's a nice sunny day outside, I will just leave my dog. I got a big yard. I'll just leave him outside there, big bowl of water, two big bowls of food, and it's like, they're fine, right? I'll be back tonight. My family freaks out that I do that. And I'm like, why? It's a dog. It's okay to be outside. It's nice weather. It's not raining. Like, no, nothing's falling down on top of them. Well, what if something happens? Well, what would happen? But the idea of having a dog unsupervised, we all do realize that as much as we love them, they are an animal.
And we always think, too, you know, I don't think the average person really respects how much dogs sleep.
Yeah.
And we view that as like, oh, dog's so sad and he's always sleeping. And no, they're dogs.
Yeah.
They're an animal.
Sure.
And they do sleep about, I think they say like 12 to 15 hours of every 24-hour cycle.
I've got bulldogs, and I'm going to put that at a grand total of 19 and a half.
Puppies a lot worse.
At any given time, my dog is laying on, he's got like three beds littered throughout the house, and that's where they're laying.
So basically, dogs just want to sleep, eat, and party.
Yes.
They don't, all this other stuff that we make them do, they don't even want, they don't.
What a great life.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They want to go hunt or they want to go out and run around and then just sleep and then feed them.
Yeah.
That's all they need.
Hence, when I asked Mike to watch my dogs, I was baffled by the fact that Mike didn't know how to watch dogs. He's like, what do I have to do? Open the door for him, Mike. He literally couldn't handle watching bulldogs, which might be the easiest dog. He's like, do I have to walk up? No. They run across the yard three times and then lay down for 45 minutes. You're fine.
All right, we've got some hot sports talk coming up. Then in the club, we've got some crazy audio that we're going to play for you from, did you see that? This is perhaps Sacha Baron Cohen's latest.
Yeah, that he infiltrated again.
Yes. We should probably talk about that rich gun-toting St. Louis couple.
Yeah.
Talk about those guys.
Karen and Jim, yeah, I think.
We really need to talk about it.
Boy, how uncomfortable.
Talk about them.
How uncomfortable was that?
I have questions. Yeah. I have a lot of them.
They
I
made
have
a lot of decisions.
Yeah.
A lot of questions.
And I'm not sure that the decisions were good.
So we'll get to that in the club, but right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
I'm a wet.
Yeah.
If you surround yourself with turds, you're headed towards Turdville.
Go Beavers. How about that?
Number five. Number five.
The U.S. Open of Golf is reportedly headed back to NBC TV. This after Fox Sports asked out of its 12-year, $1.2 billion deal with the USGA. So once the U.S. Open was moved to September, Fox wanted to move the event to FS1 so as not to conflict with the NFL. And the USGA said, no.
Nope.
There were 7 years left on the deal, so NBC picks that up. They'll pay just under half of the remaining rights fees. And that's a good thing because I thought Fox was terrible.
Well, a lot of people
on those broadcasts.
In a sudden development did not like Joe Buck on the golf coverage.
Well, it was just weird. And NBC always did a great job, you know, back there with Johnny Miller and everything. Sure. And, you know, the Chambers Bay U.S. Open was the first, that was the first big Fox telecast with that contract.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. And they had Greg Norman on it and then fired him.
Yeah.
Who
does their golf? I'm trying to think, like, off the top of my head. I
think it's Paul Azinger.
Is he the one that does
Joe
the,
Buck,
the,
Paul
the
Azinger,
color?
And they have a bunch of other guys on there. But, yeah, it's going back to NBC this year, like, immediately. Oh, wait.
Who? What?
Number more golf.
Four. What's happening? What's Jim Nance doing?
A fifth PGA Tour pro has tested positive for the COVID's Harris English this time.
Oh.
He is asymptomatic.
I don't know who that is.
And he is withdrawn from the tournament in Detroit.
Damn it. Now I can't watch. I was only tuning in for Harris Smith.
Harris English.
That's what it is. Smith English.
The number one high school basketball player in the class of 2022 has committed to Michigan State.
They offered him way more money than anyone else. Wait, that's not true.
His name is Imani Bates. And he, or maybe it's Imoni. I don't know how to pronounce it. Never heard of the kid. But he's apparently the best prospect in a decade.
Yeah, they're saying since LeBron, possibly, he's that level of
Zion?
Talent. I don't think Zion was that, like, coming out of high school, I don't even think he was the consensus number one player.
Yeah.
This, supposedly, take it for what it's worth, but they're saying that this is a generational talent, although a lot of people don't think he'll ever step foot on campus at Michigan State, that he may end up going the NBA route.
Yeah, he's from Michigan. He's often compared to Kevin Durant, and yes, the question now looms, will he even play for Sparty?
He certainly doesn't have like the body of LeBron. He's like you said, more Kevin Durant. He's a skinny guy.
The Patriots have been punished for cheating yet again. Their TV crew illegally filmed the Bengals sideline during a December 8th game in Cleveland.
Because what team needs to be spied on to beat them more than the Cincinnati Bengals?
So the Bengals were playing the Browns, but the Patriots crew filmed them in anticipation of being in Cincinnati the next week. Now the crew was credentialed by the Browns.
Yeah. The Browns were okay with it.
The Browns, because they thought it was an in-house video series that the Patriots were shooting, so they were like, yeah, whatever. The Patriots did not tell the NFL or the Bengals, and so for that, New England has been fined $1.1 million. They also lose a third-round draft pick in the 2021 draft, and their production crew has been banned for the upcoming season.
But on the plus side, they just wiped this off the front page of the sports because of the signing they have. And by the way, the guy they did sign, if he ends up leaving, they get that third-round pick back and a comp pick, so... Welcome to the world of New England.
And yet, nothing happens to Belichick.
No.
Fascinating.
No. Maybe he'll have to pay like $50 of that fine. Although this may impact Robert Kraft's massage budget. Yeah, he's got to write that check.
Right. Yes, former MVP quarterback Cam Newton signs with the Patriots. A one-year deal He'll get a base of about $1 million, up to $7.5 million in incentives. The key figure in getting Newton to New England is former offensive coordinator Norv Turner, apparently told Bill Belichick he can still play and he'll be great. Niners corner Richard Sherman, vocal about how bad the signing is, asking how many league MVPs have had to sign for the minimum. He calls it disgusting that less talented quarterbacks are making $15 to $16 million per year.
Well, a lot of this, though, just comes down to the injury stuff. You know, I think it's a ridiculous bargain at $1.5 million, and it sounded like Cam was just going to wait around until training camp, wait for someone to get hurt. But at $1.5 million, you know, if you're New England, why wouldn't you do this? But this blows me away that no one else did this either. I still think Buffalo is the best team in that division, and there's a lot of question marks about Cam, but this has a chance to be a huge win-win for both Cam and the Patriots if he can stay healthy. Now remember, Josh McDaniels is the guy as the head coach of Denver who tied his offense to Tim Tebow. And as we pointed out, Tim Tebow would be the poor man's version of Cam Newton.
And we have our first baseball players choosing to opt out of the shortened 2020 season. Diamondbacks pitcher Mike Leake is walking away from about $5 million on the final year of his deal. He cites personal reasons. Two Washington Nationals players will not participate. Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross are both uncomfortable with the health risks. In the NBA, you can add the Nets' Wilson Chandler to the list of players who will not participate. In Orlando, he cites the health and well-being of his family. Other players who said they won't be there: Dallas's Willie Cauley-Stein, Lakers' Avery Bradley, Trailblazer Trevor Ariza. John Wall today said even though he's recovering from that, he is fully recovered from his Achilles injury, he won't be there. He's going to continue to rehab in Miami.
Yeah, it sounds like no one, you know, you're not winning the title there if you're John Wall, and no one wants to go out and put your health at risk for 8 games.
And if you missed it, 16 out of the 302 NBA players tested positive for COVID last week. That is a 5.3% positive rate. Nikola Jokic, Jabari Parker, Malcolm Brogdon, Buddy Hield were among them. A pair of NBA signings today. Former Duck Jordan Bell signs with the Cavaliers for 2 years. And the Lakers apparently are adding J.R. Smith for the playoff run.
Yeah, tomorrow all roster moves have to be done before heading to Orlando.
And the Blazers haven't done anything.
No.
And they probably won't.
No, it sounds like, really not a lot of options out there. And, you know, Ariza won't be making the trip. He chose to stay behind and spend time with the Sun. So you do get Nurk and you do get Collins back, though. So,
all right. Will any of this stuff happen? We'll get to that coming up next. The Hot 5 is brought to you by Coors Light. The best way to chill this summer is with Coors Light's new limited edition summer cans. Pick them up anywhere Coors Light is sold. Coors Light! Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 516 on the Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
I just saw this come across the old Twitterverse. They're saying that minor league baseball players are going to be given the green light to play independent ball. Basically starting immediately. So even though they're technically under contract.
I think tomorrow is when they officially cancel minor league baseball.
Yeah, stupid question.
Yeah.
What is independent ball? They're just leagues just that aren't affiliated with MLB teams.
Yes.
But like who?
Like if you
who
know,
do we have around here that's independent?
I don't know if we have a lot of independent out here.
But I know
I interned for an independent baseball team in college, and they were in the Can-Am League.
Like
there are some teams in Canada, some teams in the Northeast, and they just played each other.
Yeah, there's one in Alaska that I grew up playing, like the Glacier Pilots and the Anchorage Bucks. And
famously, Rich Hill played for the Long Island Ducks independent team until he finally caught on in Major League Baseball when he was, 34, when he finally got made his big break in the MLB. So that was an independent team that he was playing for.
Yeah, so okay. I mean, I grew up watching independent baseball, and I think it's just the Alaska Baseball League. And a lot of really good players came through there, like Jim Rice and Mark McGuire, and I think Michael Conforto played up there.
But wait, why would Jim Rice play there?
What do you mean?
Like,
it's a summer league team. So
they just play in the off.
Yeah, they just play like you're a younger player and like a.
I know, but you got drafted. Like Jim Rice and Michael Conforto, these guys are headed for the big leagues. Like they're big prospects.
Yeah.
Why are they not with an affiliated club?
I'm not sure how everyone ends up there.
I think it's in winter. A lot of it's in winter, isn't it? It wouldn't be in Alaska, but I'm just saying like a lot of it is.
No, it's summer.
Winter ball. So when they say winter ball, what are they talking about?
I think winter ball, they have them down in Arizona. They have winter leagues.
Dominican leagues?
Yeah, the Dominican leagues are the same sort of thing. But
it's very confusing. The whole system.
I think those are I don't want to say ultimately reserved for, but a lot of people from the Dominican Republic play in the Dominican leagues, and it's not really people from here who go down.
Yeah,
and
but
play
if
in
you
those.
Want to play in the winter, I think you can in those leagues, okay. Or at least. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Well,
I'm just trying to figure this out, man.
They're just saying that I saw it come across that basically minor league baseball is officially going to be canceled tomorrow, and that if you're under contract, you can go ahead and you can go play any independent league you want. But again, I asked the question, how many independent leagues are going to be up and running? I there's no money to be made. You can't have fans. So I don't know. I honestly don't know what you do here.
Well,
and by the way, I'm looking what, here, what like, I'm looking gonna, here like the Alaska Baseball League, and it sounds like they're not playing.
What were they going to do? Like, that story is kind of dumb. It's like, well, of course there's no minor league baseball, and of course they can go play wherever they want.
But actually, you can't because you're
under, I guess because you're under contract.
And so what they're saying is that, you know, some people have wondered if they're going to try to find something to do with this. And the answer to that is no. Minor league baseball tomorrow officially gets canceled and you are free to go play, even though you're under contract.
Yeah, the one I was talking about is now the Frontier League, and that has been suspended as well.
A lot of you bringing up the battered bastards of baseball.
Yeah, the Portland Mavericks.
Yeah,
right?
they were independent. Yeah, great documentary, for sure. But it's just, I don't know, the minor league system does need to be, I liken the minor league baseball system and just like just amateur, well, not amateur baseball, but professional baseball that isn't major leagues. I liken it to all the titles in boxing. You know, there's like, it's so confusing.
And people are saying the Portland Pickles are independent league.
Those are college kids.
Yeah, that's a college summer league.
Yeah, that's not totally a pro. Separate. They're not pros, right?
Correct.
I think they're kids that are still playing in college, but just want a place to play.
Yes.
When they're not in their.
It's a wood bat college league.
But they're good players. I mean, these are elite players. Yeah. It's just they're not to the pros yet. So, I don't know. Anyway, no minor league baseball. We knew that, which is, you know, I don't know how many of those guys. Minor league players are going to continue to play.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be the end of their careers.
Well, and a lot of them are saying
except
because
for the good ones.
Yeah, because minor league guys, they don't make any money. The only money, I mean, you make literally a couple hundred bucks a week, if that. And the only way you make money is off your signing bonus. And so if you aren't a high pick, you are living below the poverty line anyways. I mean, this is why they were trying to sue Major League Baseball and try to get fair salary wages, because basically they make less than minimum wage, and that has been rejected time and time again. And so for a lot of these guys, you weren't making any money to begin with, and now you're making no money and you don't know when this is going to come back. So yeah, it is saying that a lot of guys that are journeymen or guys trying to get their foot in the game, this could effectively end your career.
Well, I don't know how you feel about it, how much of this is going to go off even at the pro level, like the big league level, because we already have guys backing out today.
Yeah.
Mike Leake's out.
Mm-hmm. Zimmerman's out.
You will not be able to see the sweet strikeout swing of Ryan Zimmerman. Joe Ross will not be pitching on your television screens. And I'm sure there will be more. And the NBA guys stacking up a little bit. Who is it? Who is the Nets guy we just talked about that bailed?
Oh,
Wilson
yeah.
Chandler bailed.
Was that Wilson Chandler?
See, I think the baseball guys are interesting because
it was, yeah.
They
yeah.
haven't started yet. The NBA guys, look, I get it. John Wall's like, all right, I'm pretty healthy, but we suck. And
Kyrie did this. KD did this.
Yeah.
LaMarcus is choosing surgery.
Baseball guys are a little bit different because they haven't started, and yet they're still saying they don't want to go do it. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, again, if you this idea that if you're an athlete and you get it, it's not a big deal. There's a lot of people that are saying horse nears to this that it can have lasting impacts on you, that it may end up impacting your health long-term in the future, that it can stick around with you for a long, long time. And so I think there's a lot of guys that are like, wait, I'm making, you know, a third of my salary, playing in front of no fans. I run a risk of injury. I run a risk of getting an illness that I, you know, may or may not affect me long-term. And I only have a short period of time to do this. I got to be away from my family, or I have to expose my family to this. And there's a lot of people that are financially secure that are just looking at this and being like, no. This isn't worth the risk to me. I saw there was an article that was talking about college football players and this idea, the Mike Gundy approach of, oh, well, you're young, you know, 20-something athletes. You can just have this virus go through and, you know, it's no big deal to you. And I think it might have been Stuart Mandel that had it, that one noted epidemiologist, his response to that, because he was posed that question, his response was F you. That was his direct response to that line of thinking.
Mm.
And he was saying, you have no idea the impact that this could have. So how dare you play loose and fast with people's health simply because they're, you know, 20-something athletes.
Well, Rudy Gobert had it, and he's recovered, of course, and he said he was one of the first high-profile guys to get it.
Yeah.
And he said that his – I can't remember which one, but I think he said his taste is back.
Yeah.
But he says his sense of smell is still wonky.
It still can be wonky.
He says he's got it, but it's not as good as it used to be.
Well, and Von Miller has said that he feels like that it's still – now, I haven't seen recently, but a couple weeks ago, there was an article where he said he still feels it in his chest and feels like it impacts his breathing still, and though he's able to work out, he feels that it's a step slow. Other people are saying that some of the sensation in your fingers and toes can have long-term impacts because it gets into your bloodstream, and you call it the COVID toes or whatever, the fingers. And like, if you're a Major League Baseball pitcher and you rely on balance or any professional athlete and you say, hey, this could linger around and affect some sensitivity in your extremities, again, not so certain that you should just take that, you know, lightly.
Yeah, you know what's funny?
Or for anyone, for that matter.
Right. That's what I was going to say. It's like, it's so interesting that, and I even have a little bit of this in my head. It's like, you know, real, like, I don't know, you just feel healthy enough that you're not all that scared of the virus, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're just normal, healthy dude, right?
Sure. But I don't want it.
Well, of course not. Nobody wants it. But I think there's this, it's interesting to see a guy like Von Miller, who's an absolute Adonis, get wrecked by it.
Yeah.
And yet, dummies like me and my neighbor or whatever are like, ah, we'll be fine.
Even if
I get it, I'll be fine.
Well, it's
but people do have that. Yeah. They do have that thought because it's just this idea that it's just the olds and the compromised immune systems. And other than that, you'll be fine because we see a lot of asymptomatic people. And so, but then you look at Von, you kind of forget about Von Miller. Like, dude, that guy is in his prime, as healthy as any person on the planet.
Saying that he's
and it drilled him.
Yeah. This one says, I know a girl who had done a couple of Ironmans and she got it. And a month later, she still gets winded from simple daily tasks. And I'm seeing more and more articles written by what are they called? Oh, doctors and researchers that are saying that there is, while the mortality rate obviously is not, you know, for younger people is not that high, that this notion that if you're young and you're healthy and you get it, no big deal, shrug it off, is just not accurate. And I think you're seeing some athletes that are voicing that are saying, you know, I have a short period of time to do this, and I really don't feel like rolling the dice on this and risking my health, not just now, but long term.
All right, let's look at what will happen with major league rosters and how they're going to structure things and the Blazers' remaining schedule. Coming up next, it's 5:31. Here's Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Here are the broadcasters. I assume the broadcasters are not going with the Blazers down to Orlando.
I don't believe so. I don't know why they would.
Every game is on NBC Sports Northwest. So.
Oh, and they have a couple TNT games too, I saw, right?
I think they have 3 or 4 nationally televised of their 8.
The Zers.
Every game is going to be local here, so maybe they are going.
Yeah, I know.
Or
that,
calling it remotely. I don't know. They could be doing that.
Yeah, I don't know how many people know this, but ESPN's been experimenting with remote broadcasts for several years now.
Yeah.
And so when you watch mainly college basketball, because there's so many of those games, if you watch college basketball, and not the big ones like, you know, Duke, North Carolina or whatever, but
some of the smaller MACtion or whatever.
Yeah, when you're watching some of those games, if you're watching some of those games on ESPNU or some of the other ESPN channels, a lot of those broadcasters are in studios in their hometowns. They're not courtside. And I know the Pac-12 Network has done some of that more than you think. I know they experimented with it at the Rio games, and FS1 has some games that do that. I think that's kind of the wave of the future, is that, you know,
cutting costs.
Yes,
and,
yes, cost,
you know,
cutting.
Well, here's the thing. Like, if you're watching, first off, how many people are watching a MAC basketball game on a Wednesday night? And does anyone really care that the broadcasters aren't there?
Right. And I just don't know. I don't know. I guess we could talk to the broadcasters about it and
challenge of
get
it.
Their thoughts. But I would imagine they can call a game just as easily from TV. I'm sure there's things you miss, but it's not like you would notice.
No, I mean, again, you're not there in the environment or hearing the crowd. But I mean, like if you're a football broadcaster, right, a lot of times you are watching the monitor in front of you and you've got a spotter there in your ear telling you who made the tackle and all that. So look, with technology, I don't think it's imperative in every single game that you're there.
Well, and believe it or not, Big Sook right over there and myself, we are in broadcasting.
Yes.
So
yes.
We have broadcasts from live locations with lots of noise, and those are way harder than shows in studio. So I wonder if broadcasters, it would actually be easier for them to call a game, all things considered, if they're just in a room where they don't have to worry about somebody, you know, throwing popcorn at them or, you know, just the crowd noise and hearing the guy next to you or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know. And again, if
I know Mike and Mike used to do that, they would call Summer League from the Blazer studios here.
Sure.
They weren't down there. Yeah. And he never said, I'm talked to him about it, Barrett, and he just was like, it's not a big deal.
Well, someone said Demers just had his second kid. You know, does that?
Oh, hey, congrats.
Congrats, man.
I didn't know that. I'm not on Instagram anymore.
Would that have an impact? I mean, can broadcasters be like, yeah, you know what? No, going to go ahead and pass.
Meaning broadcasters say, I just want to do it from home.
Yeah.
If you want me to do it.
You have that choice or, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how all that, and through all the rigmarole and the 150 page handbook and the doubles ping pong and all that, I didn't remember seeing anything about the broadcasters.
Well, anyway, the Blazers play the Grizzlies. I saw there was that was their first game.
Yeah.
Like on the 31st or whatever of July, if they play it. There's a line on that game.
There is.
Yeah. You want to bet on it?
No, but let's do it anyways. What's the line?
Blazers Grizz, big game.
Yeah, it is. How on earth could you possibly have any idea what Memphis or Portland is going to bring to the table?
You're an insider?
It's like, you know that CJ hasn't done anything or,
right.
I don't know, Dame's boxing, and I've seen that. I think that's the only live action footage I've seen of any Blazer doing anything.
Could you say?
I saw CJ looking into a big barrel of grapes because he's got a new wine out. Congratulations, CJ.
Nice.
And I saw Dame boxing and walking shirtless through the music video of his house.
Could you say that the Grizzlies being young would not be as well equipped to handle something like this as the
veteran laden.
Well, they're not very veteran laden, but Lillard and McCollum have been around a while. Yeah, you know,
I don't know.
That's what I'm betting on. Maybe it's a pick'em.
Maybe there's something good for the youth, right? I don't know. Maybe you're more spry. It doesn't take you as long to get in shape. I have no idea.
It's a pick'em.
I think that's the only way you could do it. I mean, if the Lakers are playing the Tallahassee JUCO, but you get two teams that are seemingly even matched. I don't even know how you would go about picking a line on any of these games.
Well,
and remember, too, with the Lakers back, there's no urgency. Like, they can take eight games to, you know,
that's true,
wander around left field.
But Memphis, and there's the other thing. Maybe the Blazers will have more urgency than the Grizzlies.
Yeah,
because they're four ahead of everybody. I mean, they know they have to play in that stupid thing anyway.
Yeah.
Right? Or, well, the play-in thing. If
someone gets within four games.
Yeah. Or, yeah. So I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, is there something if Memphis goes 8-0 and no one's within it, then they don't have to have a play-in game.
So maybe they come out gangbusters. But the players are getting special oversized beds in their rooms. Did you see that?
I did not.
Yes, they're delivering big.
There's like a Casper mattress getting hauled in there.
They're delivering very big beds for tall guys.
When I was in the NFL for training camp, the good players brought in their own beds. I did not. I just slept on whatever crappy dorm bed they gave me. But the good ones, they packed their own bed, which I always thought was pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, when I was with the Bucks, the training camp was in Disney World where these guys are staying. So the beds were all pretty nice. Some of the guys still packed their own, but we were in Denver. We were at Northern Colorado, and we stayed in dorm rooms. And I can assure you that Shannon Sharp was not sleeping on a dorm mattress. The veteran guys brought in all the amenities, big screen TVs, their own beds, refrigerators. It was slightly different than me packing like my knapsack to get ready to go to camp.
So in baseball, they have what is called a 60-man player pool right now where each team can throw 60 guys into the pool and they're the players that they can choose from to play at any point. So you have 30-man active roster the first 2 weeks of the regular season, 28-man the next 2 weeks, 26-man the rest of the regular season and postseason, and then all of the other players go to the available player pool, and they call it a taxi squad, which mm-hmm. is a sweet name. And they work out and stay game ready at a separate site away from their major league club.
they're stashed away. Break glass in case of emergency.
I guess so, because there's no minor leagues, right? So
yeah.
Anyway, most teams are stashing their taxi squad players at a nearby like minor league facility, affiliate ballpark.
They're not at Disneyland. They're at Magic. What is the Six Flags or whatever? They're quarantined at a lesser, the old SeaWorld park. They've drained the whale tank, and those guys are hanging out there with the penguins.
They throw food down in there every once in a while.
A bucket of fish heads.
This is baseball, but So you can call up guys. So there's 60 guys that you, like towards the end of this regular season and the postseason, you have 26 guys.
Yeah.
You can, if somebody gets hurt or gets COVID, you can call guys from the,
sure,
you know, whatever it is, 34-man pool that's just sitting there waiting at your minor league affiliate.
This is kind of weird though, because there is no minor league baseball. So it's going to be a very, very, very strange year.
Yeah. Do you think they play any of it?
Well, Mike, do you have that clip? Is that Buster Olney? Boy, I had not heard this until Stockwatch. And this is kind of sobering, because Buster Olney is a pretty smart guy that's well-connected. And Mike dropped this one on us today in the Stockwatch.
How confident are you that this season gets finished?
0%. Absolutely 0% based on what I'm hearing.
How confident are you that this season gets started with actual games?
I would put that at 5%. I think that they're going to at least try in the next couple weeks, but I, especially in the face of these spiking numbers, it wouldn't surprise me if it derails quickly.
Where is that from? Who's that interviewer?
That was Dari Noka. That's his radio show. Dari and Mel, I think. Mel Kiper does it with him.
Okay.
Buster Olney just dropped a 0% faith that they finish it and a 5% that
now,
they even start it.
Because that's the thing. I didn't listen to the full clip when I pulled it. I saw 0%. I was like, oh, okay, I can base the question around this. And when I played it and he went 5%, I went, what?
So what is that based on? Did he expand on, like, is that just his hot take about how COVID's going that he just doesn't think it will happen? Or is he hearing
based on what he's hearing.
Yeah, but did he say what that is and who that is?
It was just a clip. I didn't hear the interview. It was just the clip that was out there. But I did not hear.
Let's see if I can do a little more digging and see.
Because he's the only one I've heard say that.
I know. But I was just like, I mean, that is, maybe he's just, you know, saying it to be dramatic, but I can't imagine why Buster Olney would make something up like that. But that should be a sobering thought to everyone. Well, he's like, oh, baseball's back.
But don't we all have that in the back of our heads? That are like, yeah, I don't know if they're going to play. Right? I mean, aren't we all thinking that? Even though we want it back.
Yeah, but I didn't. I wouldn't have said 0 and 5%.
But if you really think about it, would you have? How the hell are they going to pull this off?
Well,
I said, it's a house of cards.
And they are not doing bubbles. They're going to play in their own stadiums. Well, while you were gone, Adam Silver gave an interview. And again, here I am not remembering where the interview was, but we were
probably Dari Noka.
Yeah, clearly. And it was one of those Zoom conference sort of things. And someone asked him and he said, there is a number that if they reach that, they will shut it down as far as players or staff testing positive. He just said that they don't know what that is and that it's an ever evolving sort of thing. And they were going to do everything they could to play. But I thought it was interesting that they're like, hey, can you shut this down? Well, sure. If too many people get it, how many is too many? Well, I don't know. Can you give me a rough idea? Well, it's a moving line. It's an interesting
dude, they
sort
don't
of,
know anything.
It's just
Listen.
An interesting sort of thing. It's like, what if 10 gets it? Maybe. What about 20? I'm not prepared to say. Like, no one wants to just say,
punt.
This is the number. There's 37 Clemson football players that have it right now.
Yeah,
37.
So no one knows. Like, this text says, this is all giving me serious Billy McFarland plans the Fire Festival vibe. So true.
Where's Ja Rule involved in this?
So true.
Yeah.
And somebody else said Keith Olbermann has said the same thing today. And I don't know. What's he on now? What's Olbermann doing?
I think he's just an. I don't think
he's just being Keith Olbermann.
I think he's just Keith Olbermann.
All right.
By the way, someone said Buster went 0P. Yeah.
He sure did.
No hundo Z,
0P.
He went 0P.
Boy, that's too bad.
Yep.
Well, I want to see baseball, but...
Hundo P.
Me too.
None of this looks promising in any way.
When the three states that were like, hey, you can do whatever you want here, are now being like, you can't do that anymore. That's a sobering thought.
All right. Oregon made an offer to a young man. We will discuss that coming up next on The Fan.
Hundo P.
Hey, Doc, do you think we have football season?
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
We had two more just breaking pieces of news that I saw over the last 2 minutes. Right. One, Arizona is going to stop bringing back any more student athletes to campus. And there's even some talk of this, according to Bruce Feldman, that they may be sending some home.
Oh, boy.
So,
first Pac-12 school to kind of say.
Yeah, first Pac-12 school to.
We're not going to.
Yeah.
Re-enter. We're not going to let kids re-enter.
So, I mean, I don't know how many of the Arizona student athletes are there, how many are staying, if they are going home, but, you know, that kind of throws a fly in the ointment here because we're getting close to, well, college football starting. And then the Blazers are indeed signing someone.
Yeah. Go ahead. Brace yourselves. Buckle up.
Jalen Adams is going to be signed to replace Trevor Ariza. Yeah. Wait. Who's Jalen Adams?
It's not breaking news, dude.
Actually, it is.
My first thought was, who?
Yeah, it is breaking news. It just happened.
My second thought is, who?
It happened 2 minutes ago. Woj had it.
Never heard of him.
Let's see here.
He's the runner-up G League MVP.
Guys, move on.
And he was with Wisconsin.
Whoa. Wait, runner-up? He couldn't even win the MVP in the G League?
Well, I mean, nope. Wouldn't this... couldn't you say you got the second best player in the G League?
Yeah, but not the first?
I don't know who the first is.
I mean, whose standards are these?
I don't know. But apparently you've got someone and he's going to be a star.
I want the G League MVP, Dan.
I don't know who that is.
Let's go get him. I'm going to find out.
I'm looking here where he played. He played at St. Bonaventure. He was a Bonnie.
By the way, I absolutely love that Woj always has the Blazer news, and it's usually really small Blazer news, but it's always like breaking.
Yeah.
Really good player. It's like, okay.
Hey, he did play.
There's that relationship with Olshay. Yeah.
He spent part of the 2018-2019 season with the Atlanta Hawks, and he played 12 minutes per game.
Oh, damn. You know who was the MVP?
Who?
Frank Mason, the little guard from Kansas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went out there.
Who did he sign with?
Well, he was with the Kings. Like, he played. Frank Mason actually looked pretty good in the NBA, and then he just kind of bounced back and forth, but. I don't know if he signed anywhere, but he won the MVP down there with the Wisconsin team.
This Jalen cat in...
They were both on the Wisconsin team?
Yeah. Because
didn't this say that Jalen Adams was on Wisconsin?
He was with Wisconsin, whatever.
What a juggernaut.
He averaged 3 points, one board, and one assist over his 34 games.
I love that
with
assist. They're going to need that assist.
Yeah. Well, actually, to be fair...
I love that.
Those three points, too.
I shortchanged him. That's 1.9 assists.
Oh.
You might as well round that up to 2.
I'm just going to round that up to 2.
So we get an extra assist.
If you're being generous, round it up to 3. Why not?
An extra assist, yes.
Okay.
But the points, we can't round. 3.2, we can't round it up to 4. We're going to have to stay at 3.
You can do whatever you want.
He did start a game, though, so that provides crucial game experience. He's got that one start underneath his belt.
Blazers are going for it.
Well, clearly. I mean, not going to miss Ariza beat.
Well,
well,
look,
we wondered
if
they were going to sign, and they signed someone.
Yeah. Well, they did sign someone.
I mean,
none of them may play, so.
That's.
Including Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I think Lillard's going to play. Now, the over-under on Jalen Adams here playing.
No, I'm saying if the league doesn't play, Damian Lillard ain't playing.
Oh, well, that's true. The league will play. I don't know if it'll finish, but the league's going
to
play.
Who's more likely to start? Probably NBA, right?
NBA will start
because they've got the bubble.
They
thing
got
going.
The bubble, and there's way too much invested.
They're
going to
get
point.
That thing started.
They will at least get it started. We don't know if it'll finish it. Major League Baseball is trying to do the, you know, oh, we'll play in our own stadiums, and we're going to have limited travel, and you know, guys can come and go. That thing is ripe for disaster. The NHL and the NBA, at least in the bubble, if they can follow protocol, the bubble call, let's say, one would assume that you could keep this thing on the rails. The idea that you can have fans like the NFL is trying to do, or college football and Major League Baseball playing in their home stadiums with travel, that is way more that's way more of a long shot. Yeah, whereas it's funny. The NHL and NBA have it.
It's funny how all these leagues are handling this. Like the NBA went to great lengths to put something together with all of these protocols and this bubble format. Baseball is kind of in between. And then the NFL is like, yeah, we feel like we're going to play with 75,000 fans out there.
Well, it's,
why not?
Yeah, Gene Smith, who's the Ohio State AD, he I swear to God, I heard this in an interview with him. He said that what he hopes is that the 6 feet guideline gets shrunken down because he wants to get 50,000 people in. And so he's trying to get the 6 foot down to like maybe 3 feet so you could just have one seat in between people. He's just looking to change the whole thing.
And isn't the 6 foot thing like already kind of the lowest it can go?
Yes, people are saying this should be more like 9 to 12 feet. And Gene's up there being like, well, guys, what do we feel about a 3 footer? Huh? Look, I've missed 3 foot putts, and so I feel like that's a crucial distance.
Is it 6 feet from person to person, or can we add shoulder width as part of that?
Yeah. What if they're masked up?
Is it just mouth to mouth 6 feet?
I just know that Gene's looking at that $50 million in lost revenue if there's no fans at the shoe.
Here's a question. If everyone in the stadium, a packed football stadium, is masked up.
Masked up? What, huh?
Are they? Is it as loud?
Yeah,
well,
as loud, no. Well, it'd still be loud.
I'm sure it's loud, but I'm assuming it's slightly muffled, but...
So the answer is no.
But here's the thing.
Instead of it being like... It would be like...
I would like to ask this question to you.
Did that sound any different?
If you got 50,000 drunkards that show up to an Ohio State game, and that's not true... 30,000 of those are going to be
100,000 drunkards.
50,000 people show up. Are we going to assume that 20 to 25,000 are, we're well lubricated, right? It's Ohio. Wisconsin, that number would be like 75%.
Okay.
How many of them over the course of a game, and let's also remember that this is Columbus in August or September, going to be a little steamy, going to be a little warm. How many of them are keeping their mask on 30% of the time?
Oh, the second that under-nose sweat starts from the mask,
that thing's off.
That's off immediately.
You got the beer flowing. You got a dog being shoved in your face. There is zero chance that mask is staying on for even a quarter of that football
game. In fact, the mask that may have COVID germs in it could be thrown across the stands to somebody else. And then maybe they share the germs.
What if they make them all put on those... You remember, like, the Lions fans used to have, like, the paper bags over their heads?
Yeah.
What if everybody wore those?
I think, again, that would probably be somewhat effective, but, again, very hot and steamy. You know, the Midwest, you're from the Midwest. You can attest to this. Very hot, very humid. And I just...
is true.
I can't imagine that mask is going to go over well.
All right, well, I'll get to Oregon signing news tomorrow, but here's a hint. He's 14 years old.
Oh.
So.
Seems a little young.
But he's the next big thing. Up next,
there was a lot of me dealing with like 13-year-old girls.
Jeez. It's the club.
Damn context. It gets me every time.
We've got audio, and then we'll talk about these rich, the St. Louis couple.
Yeah, the gun toters.
The gun, yeah.
I think Karen and Jim are they're getting labeled.
Karen and Jim, is that their names?
No, I think it was Karen and Ken.
Oh, yeah, Karen and Ken. No, I don't think it's their names. They're just, they're just going.
We're calling them.
Yeah, Karen and Ken.
Boy.
Rootin' tootin' gun a-blazin'. Let's do this.
We'll get to that. Coming up next in the club on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.